We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ryan Fagus joins us from the Sporting News. He's the lead baseball writer. We've got the trade deadline coming up. Pennant race is about to heat up. Final 2 months of the regular season. Ryan, welcome.
How are we doing this afternoon, guys?
Well, we're doing okay. We're doing fine. We're excited about some of the trades that we think are going to be happening. A couple already have. We've had Tyler Naquin go to the Mets. We've had Andrew Benintendi go to the Yankees. How much of a precursor are those trades to a wild next few days, in your opinion?
I mean, you know, selfishly, I love the excitement and the potential that could happen. So I'd love to see the big names get traded, and it has the potential to be one of the biggest deadlines that we've seen in a long time, just because you have two guys out there who could be traded, who don't have to be traded, but who could be traded, that are just the types of talents you don't normally see moved in Juan Soto and potentially Shohei Ohtani. And if either of those guys gets moved, it will be a seismic thing with reverberations throughout the cross baseball. And that, I mean, that's just juicy. That's exciting.
So we know now that Juan Soto's tradability is precluded by his signing an extension or not. They've got one final offer, it sounds like, coming. So if he doesn't accept, he will definitely be traded. So that's, I guess, 50-50. What are the chances of Shohei Ohtani being traded? How realistic are those talks, and is that possibility?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's almost unfathomable to trade a guy like Shohei Ohtani because of what he is, which is this person nobody alive has ever seen a baseball player do the things that he does, you know. And you have to go back to Babe Ruth in 1919 before he was with the Yankees and he was still with the Red Sox, to see anyone who has had the type of impact as a pitcher and a hitter that Ohtani has. So you have this uniquely special person, and it's crazy to think that the Angels might trade him. The reality, though, is he's under contract for another year and a half under club control. He has stated often that what he wants to do in the big leagues is win, and win at the highest level, and win in October. The Angels, well, they don't win, right? Even with Ohtani and Mike Trout, they don't win. This year has been probably the biggest single disappointment of any year that he's been there. And when you look at next year, it doesn't look like they're anywhere close to being the type of contender that Ohtani wants to play for. So as things stand right now, it's as hard as it is to imagine the Angels trading Ohtani, it's even harder to imagine Ohtani signing to stay with the Angels. So with that reality at play, the Angels have to listen, right? And if you're going to get the most that you can, it's trading him now when he can help his new team for two postseasons, right? So I think that's kind of where we come down. And you know, so it's really this, it's a scenario we see play out often, but not with a player like Ohtani, and that's what makes it so interesting.
Ryan Fagan, our guest from the Sporting News, our lead baseball writer. Let's turn to Soto, because you live in St. Louis. I know you're not a Cardinals fan, but you live in that community. I'm a Cardinals fan since 1963. Not very often that the Cardinals are in the mix for a player of this magnitude. Are they definitely in the mix, or are they more likely, as many pundits believe, to spend whatever prospect wealth they have on pitching?
Well, the truth is the Cardinals have enough prospect wealth, if this is what they want to do, that they could do both things. They could get Juan Soto and they could trade for a top of the middle of the top of the rotation starter, and that's why everyone expects them to be in the mix for Juan Soto, because they have all those things. Now, I don't think it would be a smart thing to do to trade literally everything in the farm system to get those kinds of pieces, but they have that, right? And it's not just that they have the prospects like Jordan Walker and Mason Wynn that, you know, Cardinals fans saw at the Futures game, and, you know, that they've seen their exploits in the minors and all the other players that they have there, but, you know, they have young guys at the major league level, guys like Nolan Gorman, guys like, you know, Dylan Carlson. I mean, even theoretically, if you're talking about trading for Soto or especially Ohtani, a guy like Tyler O'Neill, who's under club control through 2024. So, you know, they have a lot of pieces that could be dealt. And the question is what are they going to do with it? And in Soto's case, you know, I know everyone keeps talking about the question is, can they re-sign him? Can they keep him around? And I don't know that that's the most important thing, right? Because he's under club control for 2.5 years, you could trade for him now, theoretically, get 2 full postseason runs out of him being in the middle of your lineup, and then the offseason, if you don't think it's going to happen that you sign into an extension, you can trade him. And you won't get as much as you gave up, but you could still get a sizable return, because at that point, Juan Soto, if he's healthy, will be heading into his age 26 season, right? That's peak of peak of peak. And there are a lot of teams that would pay handsomely in terms of a couple of top prospects for a full age 26 season of Juan Soto. So it's not crazy, and it's not even necessarily a bad thing to think, okay, we're going to give up these 5 players for 1.5 years of Juan Soto, and then we're going to get 3 guys back in exchange for trading him away his last year, right? And, you know, and that's a very reasonable scenario. And quite honestly, when you look at the Cardinals and their involvement in it, and it's why, you know, the Rays have been talked about a team that's interested in Juan Soto as well, because there's 2.5 years left under club control, that is a very realistic option for a team that trades for him.
I just want you to know that no answer in the history of my radio career has created more anxiety than that one right there, Ryan. But it's a great answer. I'm a nervous wreck about it. Go, Jeff.
Yeah.
So, you know, since it's kind of a seller's market, there aren't a ton of teams selling, so those returns might be bigger than normal. How many teams do you think will try to buy and sell, where they acquire a piece but then try to recoup some of the prospect volume that they lost by then making a trade where they're quote-unquote selling? Who do you think those teams might approach it that way?
Well, there are a couple of teams. I think, you know, the Red Sox are one of the teams that could fit that bill. Yeah, and the Orioles as well. You know, I mean, the Orioles have been a great story this year, right? And it's funny, you look at the AL East standings, and the Orioles and Red Sox are neck and neck, and you feel great about what the Orioles have done, and the Red Sox have been a disaster. But that's just the reality of the way things look right now. But, you know, when you look at Boston, right, if you keep Xander Bogaerts, you know, he has the opt-out at the end of the year. He's got 3 more years left on his deal, but he has the opt-out, and everyone in the world expects him to exercise that opt-out because he's been better since he signed that contract than he was before he signed the contract. So they basically said they're going to keep him. But J.D. Martinez is a free agent at the end of the year, and there are a lot of teams that would love to have him in their lineup as the DH, especially against left-handed pitching, because he still crushes left-handed pitching. And Nathan Eovaldi is a free agent at the end of the year. His track record in the postseason is tremendous, and there are a lot of teams that would give up a good prospect in exchange for Eovaldi as a rental pitcher. You know, they have Christian Vasquez, their catcher, who has a lot of postseason experience. You know, even Michael Wacha has been, you know, he's coming back. He's on the IL right now, but he's coming back and is close to getting back to the major league level. He's been a phenomenal sign as a one-year free agent flyer. So they could trade him as well. So, you know, you could trade a couple of those guys, maybe for players that you still think could help a little bit this year, and try to kind of play both sides, but, you know, maybe get bigger guys back in exchange for, like, Eovaldi and Martinez especially.
Ryan Fagan, our guest from the Sporting News. Let's talk about the Royals for a little bit, because They have already made a move, trading Andrew Benintendi. They've been shut out now in three straight games. Obviously, this is not the year now that they're pointing toward. They got three pitching prospects from the Yankees. I thought Brady Singer last night was really, really good in that 1-0 loss. So where are the Royals right now? Are they on a projected pace to contend, or is there just my personal feeling is that there's just something missing here. This rebuild is not going the way I don't think they would have wanted it to go. What do you think?
Yeah, this season has been disappointing. I don't think there's any way to paint it differently unless you're looking at the rosiest of rose-colored glasses from the Royals perspective. You know, they expected guys like Bobby Witt Jr. and Melendez to come in and make an impact. And those guys, you know, it's certainly not their fault. The Royals haven't been what they expected to be. But, you know, I mean, look, you're right. Brady Singer was amazing in that start against the Yankees. That is the kind of pitcher that they've expected Brady Singer to be for a long, long time. But, you know, they've expected that for a couple of years. And when you look at the Royals as a whole, their pitching just, you know, consistently over the last couple of years has not come around like they've expected it to. Young guys have not developed. You know, you got guys like Jackson Coar, who has a lot of potential, but he can't seem to figure out anything at the major league level. You know, and at some point you start to wonder, is it that they just happen to have all these pitchers who can't figure it out, or are they not being taught in the right direction? And I think there are a lot of questions that the Royals have to answer because, you know, there's talent there in the organization, but they just haven't been able to put it together. It feels like the magic that they had in 2014 and 2015, you know, they used like three decades worth of magic on those 2 years, and nothing seems to go right. You know, nothing went right before then or since then. But, you know, I think this there are some tough questions that the Royals are going to have to answer, especially in the offseason, about what direction they're headed and if they have the right personnel in terms of players and coaches, front office, that they need to be successful going forward.
So he's obviously no Juan Soto, and Andrew Benintendi was a rental. But when a trade like that happens and the Royals only get back probably three future relievers, none who are going to help immediately, what does that do for the overall trade market, or does it do anything at all?
I'm not sure it makes a big impact because, let's be honest, if the Yankees really wanted to go get Juan Soto or Shohei Ohtani, none of the guys that they sent to Kansas City have any impact on that equation, right? Because they're not the type of players that would move the needle for a big type of bat or a big type of player they wanted to add. You know, and also, if you trade for Benintendi and then all of a sudden discover that you really realistically can get Soto or Ohtani, Benintendi's not standing in the way of that either, even as good of a hitter as he is. You know, so I don't know that it makes a big impact. I think when you talk about dominoes and setting the stage for the trade market, I think you're really looking at some of the starting pitchers, right? Frankie Montas, what do the A's get for him? Luis Castillo, what do the Reds get if they trade him? And those are the types of people I think will do more towards setting the market for this current trade deadline than a guy like Benintendi.
Ryan Fagan from the Sporting News. Before we let you go, they do an exercise on MLB Network in the offseason, the Hot Stove Show, where they spin the wheel and they predict where players are going to end up. So I'm going to force you to do that against your better judgment. But it's just a game. So let's start with just three players. Luis Castillo, where does he end up?
You know, he might end up in L.A., you know, I know nobody's talking about that, but the Dodgers have the prospect capital to do it. They have the money to do it. And I think that as well as any team, you know, they understand that you cannot have too much pitching going into October. And, you know, their starters have been great. Tyler Anderson made the All-Star team. Tony Gonsolin has been great this year. But, you know, last year they lost Clayton Kershaw in October. And I think, are you really confident with Gonsolin and especially Anderson starting games in October, or would you rather go out and make a deal for a guy like Castillo? So, you know, nobody's really talking about that, but I still think the Dodgers have something big in store, and I think it might be getting one of those bigger name starting pitchers out there.
All right, Frankie Montas.
He probably makes some sense in St. Louis. You know, it's hard to judge because literally every team out there that's a contender would love to add a guy like Frankie Montas. But when it comes down to it, do you believe that the Cardinals are going to spend the prospect capital it takes to get Juan Soto or Shohei Ohtani? I don't know. I think it's more likely that they get a guy like a Frankie Montas.
And finally, the big fish, Juan Soto. Where does he end up? San Diego?
I think San Diego. Yeah, I think the Padres are motivated. AJ Preller is as aggressive as any GM on the market. They have young players who are either in the majors or very close to the majors that can make big impacts. You know, I think they're really looking to make sure that they don't repeat that swoon that they had last year when they fell, you know, not just out of playoff contention, but under 500 for the year after being pretty good for most of the season. So I think the combination of all those things, they seem like the favorite for Soto to me.
All right, good stuff, Ryan. Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Have fun during the deadline, and we'll talk to you soon.
Always enjoy. Thanks, guys.
All right, Ryan Fagan from the Sporting News. We'll take a break. Marcus McDuffie from the Aftershocks joins us next. Aftershocks in action at 3 o'clock. It's been clarified. 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
No, it's 5.
I just saw a correction. 3 o'clock in the TBT semifinals. Final Four, Marcus McDuffie, our guest next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.